Talking with Harlan Wrestling Coach John Murtaugh, Cyclones had a few duels last night against AHSTW, Kemper Catholic, and Red Oak. How did you feel about the way the team came out and performed in those in that last home quad?
I felt really good about the Kemper duel. We were down 18 to start because we had the opens, but came back and we won by 10. So I thought our kids wrestled extremely well. Didn't have quite the matchups with AHSDW. We dropped that one, but then we came back against Red Hook and won that. So, I mean, overall, it was, I think, a good tune-up for Saturday.
There have been some celebrations along the way. Your farewell tour, that was your last home duel, and they recognized you at various points throughout the season. But what was it like last night?
It was really special. We had a full house there. I certainly appreciate everybody coming out and supporting not just me, but the seniors. I kind of wanted to be more about the seniors than me, but that was beyond my control. A lot of ex-wrestlers. There had to be at least 40, 50 ex-wrestlers. And had some guys drive over from Nebraska, like 6 or 7 members of my 1991 state runner-up team in Nebraska. Came over, so it was a really special night.
How many years have you been at Harlan, and how many years coaching overall now?
This is my 20th year in Harlan, and 39 overall. I guess only 30, not only, gee whiz, 37 is, I don't know what that meant, 37 is the head wrestling coach. It was a little surreal last night, to be honest with you, because like, wow, this really it? But, yeah, it is it.
Coach, you've got the Hawkeye 10 Conference coming up, and you've got some wrestlers, I'm sure, who are chomping at the bit to put a good foot forward here in this big tournament. And give us a little rundown of what to expect.
Well, I don't think there's any question that Kristen's your overall favorite to win it. I think Atlanta, Glenwood, they're probably in the running for second. We just hope to get in the top four somewhere, and we're going to have 8 guys that are going to be wrestling. And we have some other kids that they could put in there, but, you know, wow. And you might get arrested for child abuse. So, I they're just not ready, you know, for the Hawkeye 10, so we're not going to put them in there.
And coming up down the road, you'll have the district tournament, different format this year, so a little bit of time off in between. Do you feel like you're heading in a good direction here at the right time?
Yeah, I think so. This is foreign territory for us as far as the number of days we can prep because we're not in the regional duels. Having 2 full weeks off Well, I'm going to have to really think about it. I think maybe take a day off. Monday might be a good thing to do. And it's just hard when you go 5 days in a row, 2 consecutive weeks with practice. And I said, whoa. You can get your kids all tired out, and that doesn't do any good either. So, it's a different kind of deal. I like it. I think I never liked sectionals and districts, both. And it's just like, what are we doing? I mean, we got 12 teams. We're still on one day. What's the deal? But quite frankly, it's probably the same thing going to go over very well. But I think the association liked the 2 different gates. And sorry, but sometimes with the associations, it comes down to the money.
Coach, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time. Good luck this weekend and down the road.
All right. Thank you, Bennett.